Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Imaya. How may I assist you today?
Now, this is Lifestyle Wellness Halls, right?
I'm sorry, this who, sir?
This is Lifestyle Wellness Halls?
Lifestyle, well, I work for a private billing company, so we service multiple information
okay,
to different
I'm,
companies.
Okay, yeah. Well, I just got charged by one of your companies, and they told me to contact you guys, right?
Okay,
You
well,
know
this
refund?
could definitely assist. What's your zip code?
44312.
443 12. And what's your name?
Stephen Simons.
Bear with me one moment. Thank you. What's your address?
996 Seneca Trail, Akron, Ohio, 44312.
Thank you, sir. So, yes, I have located your account with the Byte Hub. Do you remember entering to a sweepstakes to win a Sally iPad on today?
I've seen it, but I didn't order nothing on it. And I was thinking about it, and I turned my information off, and it still withdrew all my money on it. I didn't even watch it. I was like, no, I better not. Well, when I didn't turn back, they said, took my money anyway, and I can't have that.
Yes, sir. So along with that survey entry, sir, there was a sweepstakes entry for the fitness trainer app. Now, along with the app, you do get healthy recipes and also information on how to lose weight, sir. But it's offered at an entry fee of $49.89 per month. But unfortunately, sir, you stated that if you don't remember, you said you didn't place the order. Did you give anybody authorization to place the order?
No. It didn't go like this. It's still pending. I was going to see if we can just cancel that order.
Okay. Well, I would have to cancel the account, sir, and we would have to begin a fraud investigation. Well, I would have to transfer you over to our fraud department.
I just wanted to cancel my kids like that.
I'm sorry. I repeat that again, sir. The only way to process I cannot process the refund for it, so I can only transfer you to our fraud department if you don't remember placing an order. So bear with me one moment.
You use them on my iPad? Or iPad Pro?
Correct.
Okay, that one? Yeah, I do for that. And there's some wellness thing. It's about the wellness
thing. Sorry, sir. It sounds like you're mumbling, sir. You said you do remember, but the what again?
About the iPad Pro or whatever. I don't remember about the wellness thing.
This is for a survey engine to receive an iPad, sir. Do you remember the internet contest on today for an iPad?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the recurring bill each month to remain in a contest, but I can give you a $20 discount to remain in a contest for it.
I don't want to be in the contest, but I didn't know I'm trying to get into it. I'm trying to pick $7.
Okay, so I can cancel the account, sir, but unfortunately, when the order was placed, it does state that it was non-refundable.
But it only said, whatever I was getting, it's $1, and you said $49, ma'am.
Right, because that was a survey entry for it, sir, which it does state that in the terms and conditions. The system only going to allow us to cancel the account, sir. It's not going to allow us to process the refund.
So do I have to just drive just transaction? What do I got to do? Because I did not authorize $50-something to come up my account. He did not read that when I read it down there. It said put a dollar in, it'll be a dollar to put you in for this item, and it took out $50. Since my dad's birthday, you guys need to know about it now. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I apologize for misunderstanding, sir, but it does state in the terms and conditions play the survey entry to receive the device. But once the order is placed, sir, we won't be able to process the refund, sir. It only allows us to cancel the account out.
Well, right now it's under pending. You need to charge over three yet.
Right. It means pending, sir, but we have already received the funds, sir, so we won't be able to reverse back the transaction to you.
And you said you did that $20 off and send $20 back?
No, sir. That was $20 off per month because it's a recurring billing each month.
Oh, this is. So you guys, took more than what you said you were going to take. Now that I'm stuck with something that I didn't want? I just said for the lows, I said for not to have anything. I just said that it's $1 and not take 50.
I'm sorry, the who?
It didn't say 50 is in one.
Well, yes, sir. So the account has been canceled, sir, but unfortunately, the system is not going to allow us to process the refund, sir.
How do I talk to somebody again?
Unfortunately, we all follow the same policy here, sir, so we won't be able to transfer you to anyone, sir. I am only allowed to cancel the account out.
So you're pretty much telling me that I just stole $50 from you, right?
I'm sorry. Restate it again, sir.
You guys took my money then, right?
Well, it did state in the terms and conditions, sir.
I read that down there. It didn't say nothing about that. $1, and they would give you a dollar. I won that. Get it. Because I already won it.
Okay, so the cancellation has been placed. Let me know when you're ready for the cancellation number, sir.
This is bullshit. How am I getting my money back?
Unfortunately, sir, due to the status of the account, sir, you're only going to allow us to cancel it. We cannot refund back the transaction to you.
So you can't give me my money back because you guys took my money more than what you said you were going to, and you can't give it back?
I'm sorry. You sound like you're mumbling again, so repeat it again.
You're telling me you took money off my identity, but you can't give it back. That's the step.
All right, because when the order was placed, sir, it states it was not refundable if the order was placed. But I would say that I can give you cancellation.
I did not authorize a fucking card charge on my account.
Okay, so please don't use profanity, sir, or I have to disconnect the call.
I deeply apologize, but I did not authorize a charge of that on my account.
Well, sir, when she paid, it wasn't for the postage for it, sir. It states she had to pay the survey entry for it. But it's not going to allow us to cancel. It's not going to allow us to refund back the transaction. We can only cancel the account out, sir.
So you charge me something that I can't get back. You know, I didn't authorize you guys to charge me. If you actually charge me, you authorized you to charge me $1, not 50. Okay? That's what I authorized. It's $1, not 50.
It did state in the terms and conditions, sir, it will authorize for the contest entry amount. And once you place submit, won't be able to reverse the transaction.
I did not authorize any kind of transaction to you guys at all.
Unfortunately, sir, we won't be able to reverse back any transaction, sir. We can only cancel the account, so there's nothing else more we can do.
So, yes, okay, so I have that, by the way. See you guys for my money, right? Is that what I have to do?
And then, of course, so we can't go ahead and reverse back the transaction to you. You should receive it within 3 to 5 business days, along with an email notification of the cancellation and refund.
So you're sending me a refund?
That is correct. You should receive it within the next 3 to 5 business days.
So I'll get my refund within 3 to 5 days, right?
Correct, sir. Anything else?
No, that'd be it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support.
Can I have that number though, just in case?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
You said I will receive a free loan. I will get my refund within 3 to 5 days.
Uh-huh.
Right. What's the confirmation number on that?
C as in cat. 9204.
Okay. 25133. Okay. And I do have a favor for you guys with actually my money back. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Perfect. You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good evening. Bye-bye.